This is the Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen. This week, I'm talking with Brad Lancaster about Desert Harvesters. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
Tell us all about Desert Harvesters.
Desert Harvesters is a great nonprofit, and our whole goal is how we can recognize, celebrate, and enhance our natural native wild food abundance by recognizing what native plants are great, tasty, and nutritious food producers, and how we can plant them in such a way that we grow that abundance right where we live. We don't have to go out to the desert to harvest. We can do it right outside our door. So for many years, we put on the mesquite pancake breakfast, and we also had mesquite bake sales and whatnot, which we liked even better because we got an even greater diversity of foods. And we've been putting on mesquite milling so people can grind the mesquite pods they harvest into naturally sweet, delicious flour. And they can grind 5 gallons of whole pods into 1 gallon of flour in 5 minutes, and the resulting gallon of flour is worth over $70 because this flour sells for $14 a pound. So you can sell it or eat it for free.
Excellent. So what kind of foods are you harvesting?
Well, we're really pushing the native bean trees primarily because you get food, you get shade, wildlife habitat, and helps clean the air. So the native velvet mesquite tree, the desert ironwood, the foothills palo verde, and the blue palo verde are the primary bean trees we push. Though I love the foothills palo verde much more than the blue because it's got tastier seeds and flowers. The ironwood has peanut flavored seeds, and the velvet mesquite has those sweet, somewhat carob pod-like pods that we can harvest and eat.
I had no idea. Can you eat some of those beans right off the tree?
Oh, you bet.
Really?
Yeah. So we can harvest the mesquite pods when they're fully yellow, ripe, and they snap when you try and bend them. You can chew them right up. Just spit out the seed because the seed's too hard to chew with your mouth. The ironwood, you can harvest the green seed full size and cook them up and eat them like edamame. Or you can wait for them to fully mature, turn brown, and then you can dry roast them and eat them like peanuts. Or you take those seeds and you sprout them and eat the sprouts.
Any other foods?
Oh, sure. Then we've got all the amazing cacti, the prickly pear fruit, the saguaro cactus fruit, the cholla flower buds, ton of stuff. There's over 400 native food plants in the Sonoran Desert. The one thing is, whatever plant you choose, what we really push is plant the rain before you plant the plants. So they don't just survive, but they thrive. And we found that in plantings we've done in neighborhoods, we've had this intense 3-year drought. We were finding that even the prickly pear, the native prickly pear, weren't really fruiting much at all. If they're just planted on flat ground. But those planted within or beside basins, even in the real dry years, they're producing great.
Plant the rain first.
And we also have an awesome cookbook, Eat Mesquite, which we're currently revising and expanding. So we will have tasting parties most likely where people can rate and judge the best tasting recipes that will then make it into the cookbook. Only the best ones make it in. And we'll have other events around that as well, along with harvesting workshops and more millings. And we've switched all our events now to June as opposed to November because we want to be in sync with the natural cycles and ecosystem. Turns out that if you harvest your mesquite pods after the rains, there's an elevated chance of this invisible mold growing on the pod. And that can lead to aflatoxins, which are not good for you. But if you harvest before the rains, there's no aflatoxin problem. Everything's good. So we now have our milling before June to get people thinking and acting that way. So everything's healthy and good. And it turns out that all the native bean trees, they're all ready for harvest at that time too, along with the saguaro, because our native plants have evolved to our local rainfall pattern. So they're all getting their seed out on the ground, ready to germinate when those rains hit. So we're just syncing ourselves up like all the indigenous vegetation and the indigenous peoples of this area tapping into their traditional patterns as well.
How can people get involved with Desert Harvesters?
They can go to our website, desertharvesters.org, and check out our events. and come to any of them, volunteer with them, and sign up to our listserv.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.